Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Kerry Menard, listening in Houston, was listening to us last night. We were talking about, when you were talking about how warm it can get in this booth. Cool evening in Southern California. Yeah. We have the overhead heater here. You're saying it kind of feels like a hot tub.
Yeah. I brought some s'mores today in case you're getting cozy.
Well, Kerry has a question about that.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch for Lance, and it's grounded foul down the third base.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Well, we did have Mike Scott here earlier.
Mike Scott was here, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got David Bowie next to us to our right.
It's not David Bowie, but it is former Angels left-hander Mark Langston.
Who looks like David Bowie.
He does kind of look like David Bowie on the Angels radio broadcast.
Breaking ball, strike three.
This has been a production of the Houston Astros Radio Network.
One out in the inning now. Fourth strikeout for Lance. So if we had a celebrity hot tub, Robert, who would be your first choice? Here's Cameron Maben. He's 0 for 2.
My first choice.
Mine would be Abe Lincoln.
So living or dead, obviously.
Yeah. Did he die?
Abe Lincoln's very much not here.
First pitch to Maben is a changeup low. How cool would that be to have a hot tub with Honest Abe, though?
You'd go Abe Lincoln. I think I'd go Jennifer Aniston. I feel like we'd have a lot to talk about.
Well, that's quite a contrast. Can I change my answer?
Me, you, Abe Lincoln, and Jennifer Aniston. That would be quite the conversation.
Yeah.
Want to see that picture.
Which way do you think that conversation would go?
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Astros.com/radio.
Robert Ford and Steve Sparks joined by Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow before the Astros wrap up this series in Anaheim against the Angels. And before coming out to Anaheim, Jeff, Astros had a really good homestand, ended with them taking 3 out of 4 from the Texas Rangers. And obviously, always good to win, especially in your division, but especially against the Rangers team that has really had the Astros number the last few years.
That was big for us to get our first series win with the Rangers this year, sort of set the tone for the rest of the summer. And our division's going to be tough, we know that, but we're going to have to play all these guys 18, 19 times, and you know, we just haven't had much success against them. So to be able to do that with the first series, I'm sure they'll play tough the rest of the way, but it was big for our team.
Jeff, with this potent lineup for the Astros, and you look up and down the lineup, you're thinking, man, there's a lot of guys who can carry some big numbers. Who would have guessed that Marwin Gonzalez would be leading the team in home runs and RBIs at this point? Unfortunate that he got hit in the back foot with a bone bruise on his left foot right now, but what a streak he's on.
Really incredible. I mean, beginning of the year, I thought, you know, if Marwin gets 450-plus at-bats, probably something's gone wrong in our team, and it may not be a good sign.
Right.
But the reality is he's going to end up getting that many at-bats because he's working his way into the lineup every day. And with his offensive production, his ability to play multiple positions defensively, he's really turning himself into one of our more valuable players, which is awesome to see for a guy that, you know, most people, he's not even on the all-star ballot. He's leading our team in home runs.
Jeff, Dayan Diaz joining the team for this series in Anaheim. Michael Feliz on the family medical emergency leave list. Certainly wish Michael well. And Diaz was a guy who was in camp with the Astros, although he did miss some time in camp going to the WBC playing for Team Colombia. But what was it about Diaz that you and your scouts saw that identified him as a guy that you wanted to bring into camp this year?
Well, we liked his arm. The guy has stuff, major league stuff, and the best news is he doesn't walk a ton of guys. A lot of times you get these young pitchers get to the big leagues that have good stuff, but they can't really command it. And you know what he did down in AAA this year is he was able to punch guys out without walking a bunch. And that's, you know, if you're going to call somebody up to the big leagues to be in relief in time when you need them, the last thing you need is a bunch of walks. So this guy's got good stuff, good fastball, good slider, and should be able to help us out when called upon.
Jeff, we've heard rumors for quite a while now, and it was mostly in the offseason that you guys were interested in acquiring a frontline starter. Does the way that Keuchel and McCullers have pitched at the beginning, the way they've answered their health concerns, allow you to set your sights a little bit lower as far as who you might want to obtain if there is a guy?
It's great news for our fans and for us that both Keuchel and McCullers are pitching like top-of-the-rotation guys. I think our biggest concern is going to be the rest of the rotation, making sure that we get enough quality starts in the rest of the rotation to win our division and then obviously get ready for the playoffs. So we're going to continue to look at all available options out there. You know, the higher you shoot, the more it costs to get these guys. But there should be quite a few players transacted this year, and we're going to be probably right in the middle of it.
Jeff, the Astros have faced Bud Norris the last couple of days, who's now in the bullpen for the Angels. Of course, he was in the Astros rotation when you first took over the Astros as general manager. And at the deadline in 2013, Astros traded him to the Baltimore Orioles and got a couple of players back. Also got a competitive balance draft pick from Baltimore. You're able to turn that into Derek Fisher, who's playing really well at AAA. And, you know, a lot of times when those trades are made, fans will ignore the draft pick or things of that nature. But sometimes you can really get a really good player that way.
We can. And that draft also brought us Josh Hader, which was a key component of getting the Gomez and Fires deal a few years back. But Derek Fisher's off to a tremendous start this year, and you're right. You know, Bud Norris, we knew he still had value, and he still does, obviously. But at that point, given where we were, it was more important to accumulate things that we could use in the future, and Derek Fisher is knocking on the door. I mean, he's right there at AAA. He's playing good defense, good offense. He's leading our team in OPS, and this is a guy that should deserve a call-up sometime this year.
Jeff, starting to see some pretty good things out of some left-handed pitchers down in the lower minor leagues for you guys. Alex Winkelmann, Brett Adcock, to name a couple. But Cionel Perez coming out of extended spring, getting in some action, pitching well too.
It was great to see Cionel's batting the other day. He was 92 plus up to 94 with his left-handed pitch, and he really had a tremendous outing. So it's nice to see him get off to a good start. You're absolutely right. Brett Adcock has been on fire for us, our fourth-round pick out of Michigan last year. And Winkelmann, his number of strikeouts to innings is great. So we are definitely trying to develop as many lefties as we can, and those are three guys right there that we think have real upside.
Well, the draft is a little more than a month away, and first draft pick for the Astros is 15th overall. Five draft picks in the top 100. Where are you guys at right now in terms of preparing for the draft and getting your board lined up and getting all your scouts together?
It's a busy time of year, as you can imagine. Everybody's running all over the country, and we're going to have four draft picks that very first night, so we're going to have to be prepared for that. Mike and his staff are about as prepared as I've ever seen them, so we're excited. When they come to Houston about a week before the draft, we're going to sit down and talk about all the players and put them in order, but it looks like a good draft for us. It looks like we're going to be able to get some great players, and I'm really excited about it.
Seems like you guys have excelled in the middle rounds, Jeff. 2014 in the 11th round, you guys selected Dean Dietz, a right-handed pitcher out of a junior college in Oklahoma, and he's starting to rip it up in Corpus Christi right now. Where do you see Dean Dietz fitting in? Is he a starter or reliever? I know you like to develop guys in the rotation.
It's a good question, and I think, you know, we definitely spend more time, we give him innings in the minor leagues, but I think Dietz is probably a reliever.
Uh-huh.
You know, he came in, I think it was last night, and the velocities were pretty impressive. He was all the way up to right around 97, I think.
Wow.
He touched. So this is a guy that's got a power arm. He's got command of his stuff, and you know, we like to get them enough starts so that they develop all their pitches. But my guess is a reliever, but we're never going to rule out the opportunity to start as well.
Jeff Luno, Astros general manager, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me on, guys.
This has been a production of the Houston Astros Radio Network.